You're listening to Tree Note. A tree stump might look like the sad ending of a tree story, but to a sharp-eyed observer, that remnant can be the beginning of one. Just as archaeologists use the relics they find in burial grounds to determine the behavior and culture of the people who created them, we can uncover the identity of a tree from the stump it leaves behind. The first clue is the bark. Thick, furrowed bark suggests a Douglas fir or ponderosa pine. Papery bark with horizontal bands points to birch or cherry. Cedar often leaves stringy bark that peels off in vertical strips. The wood itself can provide hints. Freshly cut pine and cedar carry a distinctive scent. Resin-rich conifers may feel sticky. Hardwoods like oak and maple tend to have denser, drier wood. And color matters too. Take out your pocket knife and scrape off the outer wood. Redwood has a deep reddish-brown tone. Aspen stumps are creamy white. Black walnut reveals rich chocolate-brown wood. And a stump's growth rings are the tree's diary. Wide rings reflect fast growth in open sunlight. Narrow rings indicate slow growth caused by shade. The switch from wide to narrow rings tells us when an open-grown tree became crowded by the trees growing around it. A stump is not just something to sit on. It holds evidence of identity, of weather, of neighbors, and of time. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.